Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachie could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful, because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones. Because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Ain't no stopping us now. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. That's right. There's no stopping us now. Next week, believe it or not, next week's show is our eighth anniversary show next week. That's right. Tune in next week. It's going to be a great show. Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Believe it or not, next week we'll be on 8 years. This is your host, Michael. And you're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. We have a co-host tonight. Lynn Golders here with us. And our guest host, listen to this, two husband and wife. That's right. A guest host, Debbie and Grant Downey. That's right. Say hello, everybody. Grant and Debbie.
Good evening, everybody.
Hey,
thanks for
everybody.
Listening. And if you have any questions for us or just want to say hello, The number again, like Michael said, 407-894-1680.
And for those
people
listening for the first time, want to know what this is all about? We're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. This show was started for, I guess you say, the entertainment of the visually impaired and blind. That's why we started, for entertainment purposes, and to educate and to focus in on, and just a positive thoughts for the visually impaired and blind community. And what's developed with so many people now, 30% of our audience is sighted, which we love. And the point is, more and more people are coming in, listening to the show, that are sighted as well as the blind community. And that's great. That's what I hope for. Well, I shouldn't say, I never hoped the show would be this big. I didn't think the show would be this big. But like Carl from the old radio station that it was brought up in said, you never know. You never know who's listening. You never know what's happening. So
you never know until you try.
That's right. So I think right now we're going to do something a little different. We're going to go to trivia. My wife here is pushing me to go to trivia right now because we may not have time for later. So we're going to try it right now. This song was a huge song, big song. The artist, well, the artist, everybody should know this one. And Robert, if you're listening, you should know who's singing. See if you know this one. 407-894-680. Who is singing this song? This was a big song. Okay, Chris.
Somebody do a show.
Okay, 407-894-16. Now, that was a big song, but the guy who's doing the song, well, he was around. I think I don't know if he's still living, but he was. No, I think he just passed away. I think. I'm not sure. Don't hold me to it. But the guy was big. He was from St. Louis, Missouri, and he was big, 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 big.
People should know that one. That's almost a gimme.
That's right. It's almost a gimme. The voice, very well, very distinctive.
The voice is very distinctive.
Yes, it is.
He was playing his piano. Joke. Anyway, who is it?
407-894-1680. Please give us a call. And Robert, Michael's looking for you to call if you know it. But of course, if there's another first-time caller who knows the answer, please give us a call too. And you win yourself a $10.
Robert, you'll go first. If you come on, Robert, now's the time. You'll be first if you call in. If not, we'll have another caller call in that's a new caller.
All right. So what's going on next week for the big anniversary show?
Oh,
is that a surprise?
A lot of things planned. And the week after... that's going to be a show now. The week after show, well, that's going to be a special thing.
That's Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday show. That's going to be a special that we've been working on for weeks. For all those people that want to know where I came from in the music industry and what it's about, that's going to be all about my past, my background in the music industry, and my family's background and how what they did.
Great.
The record business. And they're going to play all, not a lot, but a lot of big hits that they had in their business, and a lot of hits, and they're going to be playing them. So it's a special anniversary show next week. The week after next is our special show. I hope you listen to both shows.
We will be there.
Or be square.
Chris, it's awfully quiet.
Chris.
Yeah. Come on, Chris.
No
caller.
I can't believe it.
He does. I see it, Chris. It popped up on the other side. Good. We have so many people zooming in, I had to minimize my chat.
I know. I just read all of that while I was on the phone talking.
Yeah, but it worked.
It did?
On the other part of the screen.
Did Robert call back or no?
No, but
it's a shame.
We only have one caller, Chris.
Yep, just one caller.
Oh.
One caller. One caller for
wait
this.
A minute. Well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Is he a new caller?
No.
New caller. No.
No.
We'll wait. We'll wait. Wait a minute.
Chris, what's new with you?
Two fish and five loaves of bread, some black eyed peas and collard greens.
There you go. Funny one.
I have a question. When Malaya was cooking that rice, did you add black eyed peas to that?
Well, no. We were cooking tacos. And she was cooking tacos, so we had mixed in some turkey meat along with some regular hamburger meat. And I was showing my oldest how to cook it, and I have this thing going on saying, I bet your kids can't do this.
You did, so yep.
I'm trying to start a trend some way, somehow, with my children, showing them that, hey, not all children are all into the phones and into the internet and getting in trouble.
That's right.
So you
can do something productive.
So, the other thing is sending a message out to all the wives. Wives, don't leave your husband at home with the kids because you never know what might happen. So
it's a cute video. So, I think you had it on Instagram.
Right. Earlier today, I had my baby daughter with me and I was showing her how to jump somebody else's car. I said, hey, hold these apart. Don't let them touch. She's like, don't let them touch. Don't let them touch. So she got them all the way apart. Daddy, don't let them touch. But I'm touching them. I said, it's fine for you to touch it. Don't let them two connect. But I'm touching it. I said, don't worry about it. Just give it here. I got it. We'll wait a couple of more years before we do this again.
How old is she, Chris?
She's five.
Cute age. Yep.
So, yeah, that's my trend now because a lot of people are saying this and saying that about young people, and I fail to believe that. So, you know, it's all about parenting and being a parent.
That's right.
And I'm trying because nobody wrote a book about this and I need to write one.
Hey, you'd be a good one. Good author.
That's your challenge.
Well, you think if we don't have another caller yet, you want to take the one we have?
Oh,
you want to wait?
Mike, what do you say? What do you say, Mike? Because he's ready. This caller is ready and he already knows the answer.
Oh, I know he knows. I know he knows it. Nobody else calling in?
Oh, I got the line ringing now. Hold on one moment.
Okay. We'll have to wait for it. John is an automatic. John, Indiana, that's an automatic.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
They must know him at Subway.
Yeah, they must know him at Subway.
I'm surprised we only got one or two people calling
in. I can't believe it.
Jeez.
Okay, everybody's popping in for this panel at the other side of the break. I'm only missing the host.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
And you thought he was listening.
Yeah, well, maybe Leonardo's on the computer and he can't get to the computer. Let's see.
Okay, so I do have a caller calling all the way from New Jersey.
Oh, my.
All the way from New Jersey. Not a first-time caller. It's been a while since we heard this voice. It's been a while. Paul from New Jersey.
Okay, so we have to take John. John's first.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. We got John, but we definitely have to talk to Paul.
All okay.
Right.
Okay,
talk to Paul, but let's talk.
Well, let John win real fast.
Okay, John from Indiana, you're up. John from Indiana.
Let's let him win.
Yeah, let him win. Okay, John, you're up. We know you know.
Yeah, it's Chuck Berg.
Who? What'd you say? What did you say? Chuck who?
What you say is Chuck Berry was singing that song.
Chuck Berry? You're right.
Yeah.
I knew you knew it. I knew you knew it. When I heard John, I said, oh, he knows it.
I wanted to hear him say it again because I thought he said Chuck Barris. I said, no, that's
hey,
not.
Hey, Chuck. Hey, John, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Now that you won another $10 gift card from Subway, are they surprised when they see you every week?
We went there last Sunday. We went to Subway last Sunday, and it was good.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yep.
Right.
Well, you just won yourself another $10 gift card from Subway.
Congratulations, John.
John.
That was Chuck Berry singing Sweet 16.
Say a quick hello to Paul. We have to go to break.
Okay. Yep. Before we go to break, Paul, you're on. Paul?
Yep.
Thanks for calling in, John. Paul, you're up. Paul from New Jersey. Paul, you're up.
Hey, Paul, you're going to have to come away from your radio for a little bit, Paul.
Okay.
All right. How you doing, Paul? Nice to hear your voice.
Hi,
it's been
Paul.
A while.
Thank you. Hello.
Hey, Paul.
Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you.
Hello, Paul.
You need to turn your radio down, though, Paul, or move to another room, please.
My radio's not. Oh, yeah. Hold on one second. You're right. I'm so sorry. Hold on. I got to turn my radio off.
Is that how I sound on the radio? I got to change something about that. Yeah. Wow. I didn't know I sounded like that.
You're fine.
Hi, everybody.
You're fine, Chris.
So hi, Paul.
So long.
Hey, Paul.
Paul, what do you have to say for yourself, Paul?
Thought that was Jerry Lee Lewis.
No, it wasn't Jerry Lee Lewis. Chuck Berry. Chuck Berry.
You said you were talking about a piano. Chuck Berry didn't play the
no,
piano.
No, I was kidding. I was kidding. That was
said joke. Joke.
Was a, I said joke after. I said after I said piano, I said joke. I said joke because he played guitar.
He was trying to throw you off.
I got you.
I said piano, and I said joke after I said piano. I said joke.
Thanks for calling, Paul. We have to go to break.
No problem. Take care.
Thanks for calling in. Thanks for calling in. Keep on calling.
Welcome. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye, Paul.
Bye, Paul.
Okay, we got to go to break. You're listening to the Bonnie Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
On the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. Oh, yeah. Phone number to call is 407-894-1680. Oh, we got a first right now. We got a first. That's right. With Spectrum coming up. First, listen to this thing coming up. It's going to be a panel. Lynn, introduce the players.
Okay. Well, the main player is our friend Peter Cruciavi, and we welcome you back, Peter. And if you don't know by now, Peter is the accessibility manager at Spectrum. And Peter, I'd like you to say hello and to our guest co-hosts tonight, Debbie and Grant Downey.
Hello, Peter.
Hi, Debbie. Hi, Grant. Great to talk to you.
You might remember me, Peter. I was one of the beta testers for the Spectrum Access.
I do, Debbie, of course.
Yes, yes. So
good to hear your voice again.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
And hi, Michael. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Peter.
Okay.
I'm excited.
It is exciting. All right. So, Peter, are you going to put a question out? Oh, let's introduce the panel first.
Yeah, introduce the panel.
Please, yes.
That would be nice, right? So we have Shirley Roberts calling in from Ohio, right? Dayton, Ohio, is it, Shirley?
Columbus, Ohio.
I'm sorry, Columbus. We have Gary Sinclair calling in from Winter Park.
Hey, Peter.
And we have Sherry Brunn calling in from Orlando, Florida.
Hi, Peter. Good to talk to you.
Hi, Sherry.
Right. And we have Hershey Trivedi, and Hershey is calling in from Daytona Beach, Florida.
Yes, hi, indeed. Good evening, everybody. And you said it right, Trivedi.
Oh, Trivedi. Okay. Yep. Nice. All righty.
So this is the panel.
So, Peter.
Hi, panel. Thank you so much.
It's in your hands now, okay, Peter. Do with your panel whatever you want to do. Get the whip.
Well, I'll be kind. Well, hello, everybody. And it's so great to hear your voices, such familiar voices. I'm really excited. I really think that probably the best place for us to start is maybe a little introduction around what spectrum services you use. You know, I talk to a lot of customers when I'm on the road or even here on the radio, and not everybody signs up for the same services. So I'd love for you to take a moment and just share what spectrum services do you have. And if you'd like to share something you really enjoy about that one or two particular services, please feel free. Gary, we'll start with you.
Okay, Peter. I want to say to everybody that if you ever have any problems with spectrum, within breakdown of your equipment, box or whatever, I am so happy that they get right back with you. You get on the line and they'll hook you up with the disability, people with the disability, and then they'll hook you up immediately with an operator. They'll ask your questions. And I'm telling you, within 24 hours, even within one day, I call in the morning one day and I had service that afternoon. They're very quick at the stick. And I think that's a good service they have.
Thank you, Gary. And what kind of services do you have? Do you have cable?
I just basically have five boxes in my house. I love Spectrum.
Five boxes.
That's incredible. Goodness, Gary.
Five boxes. I got one in two bedrooms. I got one in the garage, one on the patio, and one in my living room.
Wow.
So wherever I go, I've got Spectrum with me. And
that's fantastic.
Yeah, I got to admit one thing that within the cable industry of television, I've been cable since 1979 when I came out of the military. Of course, companies have changed names and whatever, but I have been with them all these years, and I love cable.
That's incredible. Thank you so much, Gary. I really appreciate that. Let's see. Sherry, can you beat that? Five boxes?
No, I cannot. I cannot beat that. I have two boxes, but I also use my phone extensively. I use the DVR feature on my phone. I use the guide feature on my phone. I record shows, and I do that more on my phone than I do on the guide. And the accessibility of the app is just amazing. I just love it. I use it all the time. I also use the Spectrum Access, and I listen to movies and listen to the additional audio track, and I think that's awesome. I think the guide feature, even on the guide itself on the box, is really cool too. So I also use the Spectrum News app as well, and it's very good.
That's incredible. So
I love
Sherry,
Spectrum.
You may not have five boxes or more, but you definitely make full use of your Spectrum services. And I really appreciate that.
Well, I sure enjoy it. I think you guys are wonderful with accessibility. You have really, you know, it went from a point where there wasn't much to where it is now. And it's amazing. So great job, Peter. Great job.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we've got a really nice, big, strong team of accessibility experts. A lot of folks who use screen readers and assistive technology and voiceover and talkback and all the same features, Zoom, all the same features that our blind and low vision customers are using. And so I think that sets us up right from the outset with
with a lot of great success. So I appreciate that, Sherry. That's incredible. Sure. Shirley, what about you?
I have a phone, internet, and television. And I exclusively use the boxes, the talking boxes with the voice guide. And I have four boxes. Now, two of them are here and two of them are in Florida, but so they're not exactly in the same place. But I love, absolutely love the fact.
Of services. I love that.
Yeah, I love the fact that I can do anything, you know, from those boxes. I can set up recordings. I can, you know, watch recordings. Everything will talk to me. I think it's fantastic that you have added some features recently where we can change the voice and we can change the speed, you know, the speed of the voice and change what voice we have. And we've changed that to the male voice. I absolutely love that. And also the fact that if you have phone service through Spectrum and you have your TV on, you're going to get the talking caller ID through the television. And it's just really, it's changed so much in the last several years and the enhancements you've made to it from, you know, where we started with a laptop computer and went from there. It's just been absolutely great. I just love it. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Shirley. I really appreciate it. And your feedback over the years has been so valuable because it's our community. It's those of you like the folks on the panel who are our customers who write to me or call me and let me know what your experience is like. And I get to take that back, bring it back to our team. And a lot of the feedback that you all have provided, just like the voice and the speed controls, boy, that one came directly from our community. That came directly from you guys sharing that that's something that you want. And I can't say that it's been an easy road to get there, but for a lot of you in many of our territories, you already have that update and you can enjoy it. And hopefully we can get it rolled out to the rest of the folks who don't have it quite yet. But we're really excited about that. So thank you, Shirley. I really appreciate that.
Thank you so
much. Let's go on to you, Hershey. How about you?
Absolutely. So I have a few services with you right now. Well, a few boxes. So I have about three boxes and a Apple TV, which is a new thing that is also provided. I have an Asian package as well for my family, so that's another little package along with just basic TV and gigabit internet. And what is interesting is definitely the boxes, and I do remember calling on this show, Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and we were talking about that speech thing. And if I could bring my friend over, I got Zoe on the line here. Just one quick second.
In your car because we're faster than you.
If I could bring Zoe right now.
Spectrum TV, main menu.
She's right
my
there.
Library. Item
and
3 of 8.
You could tell
press
like
okay
the
to select.
TV's
press
on.
Up or
I'm
down to
go
review.
Really, really quick
TV.
And
video.
Get to the
settings
bottom
of
this.
Item 8
of
8.
Support.
Sidebar menu. Accessibility.
Now
item
I'm
one
in accessibility
press
menu.
Okay to select.
This might
press
be fast
down to
for some people,
items.
But just to give you a little back end of how this might
accessibility.
Sound. And,
select an option to modify its settings.
I'm going
close
through
captioning.
This menu by
item
arrows.
One of,
and
close captioning
okay.
Settings. Item 2 of 5. Secondary audio programming SAP. Guide narration. Item 4 of 5. Guide narration settings. Item 5 of 5.
And
guide narration settings.
Tap on that
select
one.
An option to modify its settings. Guide narration voice. Item 1 of 2. Press OK to guide narration voice. Select a voice for your narrator.
So we have
to
friends
hear the
voice
that
preview. Come in guide this
package.
Must... You got
Tom, not
Tom.
Selected. Button 3 of 3. Zoe, selected.
Or the original
Samantha,
Samantha.
Not selected. Button 1 of
so
3.
So that's the little bit of the Spectrum box that I just wanted to showcase for you guys while you're on the radio. And I also do use Spectrum Access. If you want me to show that a little later or another day, please let me know.
Yeah, we might call on you another day for that. That would be a really interesting thing to see if we can pull off for a demo, Hershey. I appreciate it.
Sure.
And you know what? Yeah, I've said this to the other folks on the panel here, but Hershey, you've really been able to provide some meticulous detail around some of the questions or feedback that you've had, and I've really appreciated that over the time that I've been on the radio. So. Thank you so much. This is incredible. I want to let's say, see, Lynn, Michael, do we have time for another question? Or do
absolutely,
you guys have
an objection? And we okay. can hold you. Michael stepped away for a minute, but yes, we have plenty of time. And even if we go to break, we can hold you over it to, you know, the other side of the break. I was wondering, great, Peter, would great. You want to throw out the, should we throw out the phone number in case anybody has a question for you or the panel? What do you think?
Let's do it. Let's do that. And how about what, when we do, I want to encourage callers, especially if you're a first time caller and you have an answer to any of these questions that you hear, if you've got an answer to one of these questions and you're a first time caller, I've got a $25 Visa gift card that's just itching for a new owner. So if we get somebody on today, I'd be glad to give that out.
Wow.
If you hear a question that that's you can surprise. Answer or have an answer to, I would love to share that with you.
Okay.
Terrific.
So, all right. So the phone number, if I remember correctly, is 407-894-1680. I should have had Debbie do it. She knows it by heart.
I was ready to jump in.
Well, you can say it again, Debbie.
407-894-1680.
Okay.
Give us a call. And if you're a first time caller and you know the answer to one of the questions, or you just want to say hi and you're a first time caller, I can get that $25 Visa card from
there. You go.
In Spectrum.
Debbie said so.
Thank you, Debbie.
Okay.
Well, let me jump in then and throw our panels another question. You know, one of the things that I've really enjoyed over the last couple of years of calling in on a monthly basis, you know, it's been a while since I've been calling in, Lynn. Can you believe that? And
a long while.
One of the things I yes. know, and one of the most incredible things that I get to hear is the feedback that our customers have about what they learned on the show. There have been folks that have never heard about Spectrum accessibility offerings. They've been a Spectrum customer or considered it, and they for the first time learned what Spectrum has to offer for their customers with disabilities, those who are blind or low vision. And so I wanted to toss to you all on the panel, and we won't go down the line. It's just, if you've got an answer to this, I'd love for you to jump in and share your answer. But is there anything on Blind and Beyond Radio show specifically that you've heard about Spectrum? If you've heard me come on a monthly basis, share information, is there anything that you've learned that you didn't know before hearing it on the show, or perhaps something that that you really just want to share that you hear on the show that you appreciate hearing? Maybe it's the updates, maybe it's the items around the guide narration or things like Spectrum News or Spectrum Access, whatever it is for you. I'd love for you to share something specific to the Blind and Beyond Radio show that you heard that you appreciate.
It's Sherry. I didn't know anything about the Spectrum Access until you talked about it on Blind and Beyond. And I also with Shirley offered to be a beta tester and was, and it was wonderful. And so I learned about that. I also think it's so cool that you make Spectrum Access available for everyone. And that's really awesome.
Thank you, Sherry. Yes. Yeah. And by the way, for those of you who are really curious, you know, and have been asking about content, I'm really excited to tell you that there's a lot of content waiting to be uploaded into the app. And so as soon as that makes its way in there on a different date, when I'm back on Blind and Beyond Radio show, I'm going to be excited to share that. So you can go in there and peruse some new movies and shows. We had some turnover with our team, reorganization. And so we got a little backed up on some of the content, but I'm really excited. That's going
still there?
To be
dialogue.
Going live in the
app. If you don't do anything within 30 seconds, we'll tune you to your previous channel. Press Uh-oh. OK to dismiss.
All right, Hershey, it sounds like your Zoe is talking for us there. So maybe I'll put you on the spot.
Okay, so I would say this very feature, the speeding up of the speech, helps a lot just to traverse through the guide. And I think that this just brought a lot of ease of use through the menus.
Yeah, thank you. Absolutely. Absolutely. I like the more options. You know, some people really have a mixed relationship with more features, more options. They really want to keep it simple. for me, it's always been the more settings I have, the more customization, the better my experience is, because I can really customize it to my own preferences, right?
Peter, this is Gary.
Yes, Gary.
I would like to bring up something that I'm not too techie. I admit that. I'm not good on computers like Michael and all, but I want to let people know out there once again that if, I know what they're hearing all this other stuff to work, but if they're afraid or that they just don't understand the stuff, not to worry about, because you all have a remote control that is so easy to use for somebody who's really not technical to get to their channels. Everything is a push button and it's so easy to use.
I have to interrupt. We're going to go to break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Don't go away. We're right back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. When everything's coming your way, you're in the wrong lane.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Phone number to call is 407-894-1680. We are definitely back. You're listening to Peter from Spectrum and his panel. And we also have a caller for Peter and Spectrum. We have a caller, Neil.
No.
Paul?
Paul
calling in from New Jersey. Paul from New Jersey, you're on the line. Paul from New Jersey.
Hello, Peter. It's great listening to your description of your program. But I understand, I'd be very interested. I live in New Jersey. From what I understand, the Spectrum's not available in New Jersey yet. Is that correct, sir?
I think that you're probably right where you are. There's no Spectrum service, unfortunately.
Okay. Do you see a time in the future when that will happen?
Well, you know, I'll tell you that there are areas in the United States where there has not been Spectrum service, and some of those territories will have Spectrum, but they're more likely to be in rural areas where we have some green light to expand our offering. Now, what you won't see, however, is, let's say if you're in Comcast territory there, what you won't see is Spectrum and Comcast being offered in the same location. We just don't cross ponds with each other, unfortunately. So But if you don't have Comcast in your area or Cox, you know, and you live somewhere rural, for anyone that's listening that's maybe in a rural part or just outside of a Spectrum area and they've been waiting for services to expand, some of those folks will see some expansion and they might be able to get Spectrum services. But unfortunately, not for those of you who have Comcast right there in your area.
Okay, thank you, sir.
You got it, Paul. Thank you.
Peter, this is Sherry. I have a quick question for you. How else can we contact Accessibility to let them know questions or to comment on a feature besides actually calling the Accessibility number?
That's a great question. So the first place that we typically like folks to call is the Disability Support Line, because that's our customer service team. And so because our accessibility team doesn't necessarily have a customer service function, we typically prefer for that customer facing team to take those calls. Now, if somebody has a piece of feedback that they think is really important to get to our team of engineers, or something that can't be answered by the disability support team, well, one way is they can reach out to me directly. And, you know, I've said this before, there's an inbox for the Spectrum Access app that is spectrumaccess@charter.com. But if you've got, you know, development or engineering related feedback to your product, or you have an experience that you want to share, or maybe have an improvement that you'd like to offer, or you just want to give kudos to the team that's behind the development of the product, I'd be glad to pass that along to the right folks if you email me at spectrumaccess@charter.com.
I was wondering, going to ask, thank you, Sherry, if Debbie and Grant have Spectrum.
Yes, we have the streaming service right now.
Okay.
We also, of course, have the internet and the home phone, Spectrum News, Spectrum Access. I did have a question, Peter. I have the Apple TV, and I've got the Spectrum Access app on there, and I have the 4K edition, the 2021 version, I believe, the 64-bit. Yeah. And unlike on the phone, it has a Siri remote. And unlike on the app on the phone, I am not able to find a control in the Spectrum TV app to turn on and off the SAP. And now I do have SAP turned on the TV, the Apple TV device itself, but there doesn't seem to be a way to do it in the Apple TV app. Now, someone did tell us, someone from our local Pinellas Council of the Blind, that if you're on a channel that does have SAP and that you know of, if you hold in the button for Siri and tell her to switch to Spanish, that will work. And I found that does get us around that issue. But if you can pass that along to the developers to possibly put in, because I did call the accessibility team and they were giving me some instructions that I think might have been for an older model. And I didn't have anything like that of those controls that they were talking about. But we have
Debbie,
been able to
that,
get
that's
it.
That's a really great workaround that you discovered with using Siri.
Well, yeah, well, that was to help with somebody else.
There's more and more Siri integration now with that Spectrum TV app. So for anybody that wants a quick way to navigate around that, that's a great tip. However, there should be an SAP button there that you can activate within the app. And I'll have to jump back in since I think I've got the same. I have the same exact Apple TV that you have. So okay. I'm going to go look at mine and then I will get that answer to you for sure. But
you want me to send you an email tomorrow? I'll send you an email tomorrow.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Because
but in all of the Spectrum TV apps, there is an SAP button that's available. It might be titled audio description, but it'll turn that SAP channel on and off for you, and it's going to be a different way to get to it depending on the product that you have. So whether or not you're on Android or iOS or Apple TV or Samsung TV or some other device, Roku. So it's always because of the platform going to look and feel a little bit different, but it should be in there for you in all of the apps. So I can help you find it.
Now the offline. Apple TV is not through Spectrum. I bought it, so I don't know if that makes a difference.
Yeah, they're all the same. No.
Yeah. Okay. And we have a Amazon Fire TV, and that's why I needed to do that, because apparently that's not available on the Amazon Fire TV platform.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So, okay. But okay. I will send you an email, and that way you could write back to me if you want. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Debbie. So for our panelists, I had a couple other questions, but you guys are such a phenomenal panel, and you're already answering some of these questions about things like what's some of your favorite things that you like about accessibility specific to your Spectrum services. I've already heard that from a couple of you. If you haven't shared yours, I'd love to hear it, but perhaps we can take a moment and see, do you have questions or feedback that you showed up with that's just burning that you'd love to get out? I'd love to answer those questions, hear that feedback, or if you have something about accessibility specific to Spectrum that you haven't had a chance to share yet, that you think would be great to share on air, please do.
Call in. The phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Call in and speak to Peter. Okay,
and panelists, that was for you. So feel free to jump in, any of you, at any point. If you've got a question or a piece of feedback that you think would be great for the Blind and Beyond Radio show audience to hear, feel free to jump in. You've just all done such a great job at already getting ahead to some of the questions I had. And I know I didn't share these questions with the panelists, by the way, for anybody who's listening. I didn't share any of these questions with the panelists. So they just showed up already answering some of what I came prepared with. But if you haven't already shared something accessibility specific to Spectrum that you'd love to share, please do. Gary, yes.
Peter, yeah. I just want to get back a little bit what I was saying about the remote control with the push buttons. It's so easy to use, but you do have, for somebody that does not have the remote control with the buttons on it, you have a device that they can put over their remote control. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. Any of our field techs that come out to your home, they're going to have them on their trucks, so you can ask them for them there. Or if you're in a store, you can request them there. Or if you want to call that disability support desk, you can request one there. And they're free no matter which way you get it.
Terrific.
Now, if you've got a big button remote, for anybody that has a big button remote, there is no overlay or no cover that goes on the face of that remote. It's just the standard remote that gets a cover. And what Gary's talking about here is our design team built this really nifty little, what we've been calling a remote overlay, but it's essentially a face cover that clips onto the front of the remote, right where your buttons are. And it just hides all of the buttons that you typically don't interact with on a regular basis. And we've gotten a lot of feedback from folks to say, well, we enjoy using the remote, but sometimes I press the wrong button or I've got some neuropathy in my hands and it can be a little bit difficult to navigate all the buttons. You know, as a blind person, I know that I use my feeling for my remotes and I navigate the buttons by feel. And so I can completely understand that it would be useful sometimes to just hide those extra buttons. And now you only have the most essential ones that are exposed and you can navigate pretty quickly that way. So thank you, Gary, for mentioning that. That's absolutely one of the remote items that you can request for free if you're a Spectrum customer.
Wow.
Peter, this is Debbie.
Yes, Debbie.
You had mentioned at one time possibility of a voice activated remote. Is there any further progress being made on that? Anything you can tell us about that?
I've gotten a lot of questions about that over the years, and I will say that there is a new platform that Spectrum, in conjunction with Xfinity, with Comcast Xfinity. So you may have heard this joint venture has gone public and has been announced already, but there is a box that is coming to market. It's sort of like what you experience with, you know, like an Apple TV or a Roku or one of those boxes that you connect to your television. So instead of a cable box, it's going to look just as streamlined as one of those boxes that you might be familiar with. And it's its own platform that's going to carry the Spectrum TV app on it, of course, and you can get a lot of your other apps on there. And I think that some of that, you know, that functionality that you're looking for in sort of the legacy product and the cable product, you're going to be able to find in that box.
When that comes live,
we're going to be talking a lot more about that, and I'll be sharing some of the features that are available there. But that is where we've invested a lot of our time and energy is, and that's where a lot of the market is going as well. Of course, we are not letting go of cable and traditional cable boxes. I think a lot of our customers really like them a lot, and we're going to continue to support and provide those. But for those who really enjoy these connected boxes that you can connect to your television, and you can do a lot of streaming with it, provide a lot of your apps in the same platform, I think that that's really where the future is headed, and we're really invested in it. And so we're going to talk a lot more once that goes live. But
Sounds exciting. That's looking forward to that. Thank you.
3 minutes left.
You're welcome,
Peter. We got 2 minutes.
Yes.
2 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So Shirley, Hershey, any feedback, any additional thoughts from the two of you that you haven't had a chance to share yet, something you came prepared with or something that's hot on your mind around Spectrum accessibility that you think would be great for listeners to hear?
Sure. This is Hershey real quick. Any plans on updating perhaps the menu system on the guided access boxes? They work well after the speech has been improved and all that, but any redesign plans for that?
You know, I know that team has been constantly in iterations with updates to the menu and the functionality. I don't think that there's anything major that I'm aware of down the road. You know, there is something worth in this, you know, hearing in the saying that if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So if there's specific feedback, something that you are really curious about or would like to see there, I know we've got ears to the ground constantly in that team. They'd love to hear any of that feedback that I can pass along. But I don't think there's anything major down the road. I think those, the voice and speed.
All I can say is keep doing the great work that you guys do with the teams, with the, you know, dev teams and everybody else. And thank you so much for continuously giving us all these workable devices.
You got it. Thanks, Hershey. And I'm going to really look forward to hearing from you about the new Zumo box that will be coming to the market as well. I'd love to hear your feedback once that goes live.
Absolutely.
Shirley, any last thoughts from you?
Nothing really big. I guess maybe, you know, next time that you do look at changing things or making any additions or anything. You know, as I said, the voices are great. The fact that we can choose the speed of the voice and the voice itself. If we could at some point also be able to control the volume of that voice versus, you know, just the volume of the TV, where those could be separate, that might be a kind of a little helping hand to have.
That feedback is already with that team, and I know that they're doing a lot of thinking around that. So if there are updates there, I will be glad to share it. Shirley, before we end the panel, you know, I've spoken to you now for a few years, and I think it'd be great if you shared with some of the listeners, are you satisfied when it comes to, if you've got questions or concerns, have you been able to get to the right person at Spectrum, and have your questions been answered each time that you had one?
Yes, I would say so. I haven't really, there's been nothing, to be honest with you, recently that I've had to contact somebody about, but I've gotten very good responses when I have had to do that at that email address that you gave a little bit earlier. So that's something that people might want to keep in mind to use if they have an idea or suggestion or question, you know, that they haven't gotten answered.
Thank you so much. So the phone number for the disability support team, if you're looking to call in, set up services or ask questions about accessibility, is 1-844-762-1301. And the email address that I mentioned earlier, if you've got some specific feedback to Spectrum Access or maybe for our development teams, I'd love to pass that along for you. It's spectrumaccess@charter.com.
Thank you so much, Peter, and your panel. Thank you so much for coming on board tonight. It was a pleasure having your panel and yourself, Peter. Thank you very much, Spectrum.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. I enjoyed the extra time on air today. And thank you so much to all of our panelists. That was
fantastic. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Lynn and Michael.
Thank you,
I want to also thank tonight for the Downies, Debbie and Brant.
Grant,
thank you so much for coming on board for tonight as the guest host.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. And next week, don't forget our anniversary show. It'll be unusual in some pieces. Look forward to have you all on board next week for the anniversary show. Tonight, thank you all for listening. Thank you for us having you in your home. I'm tongue-tied. It was a great show. I loved it. Thank you all. And Lynn, thank you for putting up with me. Love you all. And listen, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back
in one week.
In 1 week.
Love you all. Good night,
everyone.
Good night.
Thank you, Chris. Bye.
Thanks, Chris. Again. Thanks, everybody. Thank you all.
Thanks, Chris. Bye.
Sing up our ass.